They call themselves the Bad Batch.
Session's back again, boy. My heart and blood all ran, boy. Clone Wars ain't enough, boy. So you're asking when, boy. Recapping every week, boy. Bad Batch is on your screen, boy. Made that Disney Plus debut. Made that back on Hot Brew. It's the Bad Batch.
Good morning, afternoon, or evening, wherever you are in the galaxy, and welcome to Star Wars Sessions, the Bad Batch Recap. My name is Matt Hudson, aka Jabba the Hutt, and back with me again here in the Essex Falcon is the greatest Star Wars man, fan, and buddy out there. Great hair as well. Luke Bly, Master Blywalker. How you doing, mate?
Matty boy, Where is the Prime Minister of Kamino?
Off getting a couple of cheeky ones.
Oh my word, that's not even that was perfect.
He's down the pub ready. Yeah, Lama Sue's gone to get hammered. We're getting a skinful.
Well, spoilers, everyone. This is a spoiler. Bad Batch.
Lama Sue's down the pub.
Sue Lama is down the pub and he's loving it. He's safe. Where is Lama Sue? Is he safe? Is he
all right? It seems in your anger. Lama Sue, no spoilers, but that isn't a spoiler. He isn't down.
Well, we've already said spoiler. We've given them the warning. Spoilers. We're a minute in. Come on. Give us a break.
Lama Sue's not dead.
Give us a break.
Yeah, come on.
Matty boy, Bad Batch Friday. I'm loving it. Are you loving it?
Yes. I'm loving it like that, mate. It's Friday. We've only got a few more now. This is episode 14. So by my logic, we have two more Bad Batch recaps to go, 15 and 16. And I've enjoyed my time watching Bad Batch. Today was a bit different, though, because I watched this one on the confines of my lunch break at work, which was strange. So I got sat in a nice comfy chair in the corner of the office. It was, here comes that cliche again. It was hammering it down outside, like Kamino. And I'm watching on the screen as Kamino. I was like, feels like I'm in one of the back rooms of Topoka City. So I'm digging it, my friend. As we mentioned,
that must have been one small city.
It was a very, very small city.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. We're out in full force.
This is
a spoiler-filled episode and a dad joke-filled episode as well. So, if you haven't seen episode 14, War Mantle, 28 minutes long, go check it out. Come back and listen, because if you haven't already spoiled it, then we're going to right now. So, Mr. Blywalker, you've seen this episode, I hope. What did you think of it up top?
Mm-hmm. Up top, I loved it. It's great.
I knew you would.
It's great. It's great. I feel like this is the story that we were all kind of expecting and all really wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And almost inevitable, I suppose. This is where we're really getting into the filth now. There's quite a few things that I really liked about this episode, Matty boy. Up top for you, what are you thinking, mate?
Let's forget about last week's episode. This is where it all begins and makes fun now. exactly the same as you, mate. As soon as I saw the opening was a blast, but as soon as I realised we're going back to Kamino and everything that Rampart was saying, the Imperial Office, I was like, yeah, right, they're setting up the last three episodes of the season now. It's Kamino-centric. So, and like you said, there's nothing wrong with a side mission. Some of the best episodes have been those side missions, but the meat and veg, the bread and butter of the Bad Batch has been the Bad Batch, the clones, and Kamino, and what's happening with the Republic, the Empire.
Yeah.
Well, we know what happens with the Republic, but how do the Bad Batch themselves fit into this new order? So it looks like we're going to start getting some pretty heavy answers, mate. So, we both really like this episode. As soon as I was watching it, I thought, I knew you would like this. Just because of the story, mate, because it gives us everything we've been talking about. We like the Bad Batch. We like the state of the galaxy. We like being on Kamino. This. We've got all of that in this one episode. Plus, we got a little bit more as well. So let's get into it, mate.
It felt like this gave us the most kind of context of where the galaxy is at the moment. Very much in this transition period between the Republic and the Empire. By the way, were they on a planet? I could have misheard this, and I didn't bother going back. I just wanted to save it for this podcast. There was a planet they went to, and it sounded a lot like Durham.
Sadly not. Subtitles, my friend. It was Darrow or Daro. D-A-R-O.
Oh.
It wasn't quite Durham.
It's not County Durham Lake?
County Durham Lake, yeah. Hey, up. No, it wasn't County Durham. I think County Durham was a bit more populated than Daro, which is a lovely little jungle planet, but certainly wasn't. The opening, mate, on that planet with the, excuse the noise, but the...
Oh,
the drums and the.
That music in this was dope. Mate. Yeah,
it was filth the whole way through.
Yes, absolutely. The music throughout this episode was really good and really well used, I thought. You know, I think this was some really good.
Ominous.
And absolutely. Lots of really cute little moments in this too. Amiga was pretty cool in this, you know, piloting the ship, but then getting pushed aside by Tech because, you know, he's clearly better, but she's still fantastic for her age. I liked when
she's saying she couldn't hold it anymore, so which was good, you know, they're showing that she's good, but she's still a kid who's she's got a limit. I like that.
Right, exactly. She's human. Or, well, she's a human clone.
she's a strand cast.
She's kind of. Yeah, kind of. But
Ray
is. Palpatine's
great-granddaughter, probably.
You know. So, yeah. Amiga copying Hunter's knife twirling. I didn't even notice that. Yeah, so at the start, like, Hunter is, like, twirling his knife, and Amiga has, like, a little repair, like, Star Wars screwdriver. And she's like repairing a gonk droid or something.
Gonky.
Gonky. Sorry. I beg your pardon.
Come on.
And she's trying to do what Hunter's doing. I was like, that's so cute. Father figure right there.
That's
father
it, mate. Figure. It's like the scene out of Jaws when Chief Brody's son is doing the same expressions as him. It's probably one of the best scenes in that film. It was a very quiet scene. I didn't even notice it in this, though. And yeah, Amiga's fine, good in this. I like Amiga, you know, throughout the whole thing. I've started to see people saying, oh, she's a bit annoying, but a bit too righteous. But Star Wars, man, is for the kid. She's a kid, and that's how kids think. She's like, hold on, Rex's mate's down there, and he needs help.
Yeah.
She doesn't understand, obviously, the Bad Batch, they're more jaded, and they're like, we've seen this before. There's nothing we can do, let's save our energy for maybe when they think the time's right. But she's a lot more idealistic, which can be a trait of youth. And I think it works because it bounces off these jaded old soldiers.
Yes, absolutely, mate. Absolutely. You're spot on. And how cool is it to see the Star Destroyers over Kamino?
There was a lot of
wide shots in this episode, wasn't there? Like whether they were on like the cliff edges or walking through the jungle, and even that shot of, you know, Kamino, bang, loads of Star Destroyers.
Yeah.
From that moment, Matty Boy, which is earlier on in the episode, I was like, this is it. This is it. Like, there is no other reason. The Empire is not going to have, like, what was it, like four or five Star Destroyers just hovering over this building. Like,
exactly.
They are here to clear out and leave, man.
Dude.
And I, from that moment, I was really hooked onto this episode. But even then, there's always a worry that, well, this could still just drip feed us. But I didn't feel like that. I felt like they gave us a lot to really appreciate and get our teeth into, Matty Boy. That was sick, man. Those Star Destroyers. Ooh,
we haven't seen that before, mate. We've only seen Kamino, obviously, in Attack of the Clones, and there were certainly no Star Destroyers then. So now we're seeing the prequel planet blending in with that OT iconography, which is just perfect for us. And like when Rampart came in and said, you know, Crosshair was talking to Rampart, you know, Crosshair's going to he's going to be mobilizing all the viable clones. And Rampart says, you know, he's got orders. Rampart's got orders for the Kaminoans, but we'll see to that when the time is right. And I was like, oh no. Well, what does that mean? You know, that, you know, the Imperials have a plan for Kamino, but the time isn't right yet to to execute it. I haven't got the weapon.
Here we go. Oh, is that a substitution for the horns?
That is. I haven't got
We don't really do the sound bites on the recaps as much, do we?
But right. I'm sure everyone's just heard it in their head there. The Empire's cancelled all the contracts, and Lama Su, she fears they're going to be destroyed. So she's like, right, let's evacuate everybody, but, you know, do it on the DL. Of course, Rampart soon finds out about that, but now we're getting into it. So we know the Empire have got a plan for Kamino. We know that Lama Su, who's now coming around to the idea of like, right, we're in trouble here. She wants off the planet to save the Kaminoans, basically. Oh, mate, it's ramping up. But at the same time, though, the Bad Batch are finding out now that their brothers, they're wearing new armor, and they're surrounded by 1,000 TK troopers, which we know what a TK trooper is, but that when Ikko and Tick, sorry, were hacking into the system, but like, well, there's 50 clone troopers, but 1,000 TK troopers. What's a TK trooper? It's a stormtrooper. So that's exciting. Mm-hmm. So we're now seeing the clones in this new armor, what they're calling new armor. The stormtroopers are there. The recruits are there now. It's happening, man.
What I got from the episode was that there were the kind of captains of these squads, right? And they are in Republic Commando.
They look so good.
And they are, you see them from, obviously, they're from the video games, Star Wars Republic Commando. But also in Battlefront 2, the modern era 2017 one, it was added later on, maybe even in 2019 It was late to the game. And anyway, so we're seeing, I loved seeing that. I thought that was great. It was really cool. And I got the impression, I could be wrong, so if there's anybody out there listening who knows this as a fact, let us know, because I really want to know this. I got the impression the Republic Commandos were clones, but everyone else was stormtroopers, not even clones. They weren't even clones in there. Well, they were, by and large, volunteers.
What they were saying about the 1,000 TK troopers. The TK troopers were the recruits from around the gap, which is what they said later on in the episode, is that, you know, they may not be as efficient in war as the clones, but there's an inexhaustible supply. So, yeah, everyone is a stormtrooper apart from those clones.
Matt, that was such a good scene when they're in the lift, or as our American friends say, the elevator. When they're in the lift, and they're saying that, aren't they? They're going, well, they're not as skilled, but there's a lot more of them. And they're like, more isn't always better. Yeah. And then the doors open, there's like 20, 30 of these soldiers staring at them. And they're like, oh, okay. Yeah.
Wrecker's got a wonderful line at the beginning, right at the beginning, when, because we'll mention obviously Rex and how he plays in, but when Ikko says a point and he's like, oh, Ikko's got a point there. Then Tech says something. Ah, Tech's got a point there. And then Amigo says something. Kid's got a point there. He's just this bumbling old oaf, Wrecker. He's great.
Yeah, he's just going along. He's going along with whatever, just for the crack, just for the bants.
He's just there for the bants. And he's the one that everyone on our round table was like, oh, I'm not sure Wrecker's going to fit in. I don't want him. He's going to annoy me, I bet. Wrecker's a big old teddy bear. He's great.
Now, Wrecker has been brilliant for this series. He really has. And he's been comedic relief, I think. But I think it's been done very well. You know, it's not just been random. It's not just been thrown in for banter's sake, almost. It's really good. And yet, mate, Hunter was really being a hunter. He was being proper Rambo thick boy. You know, in the woods, he was like, picked up a twig.
That must mean he was dragged away over there.
I see. Corellian wolfhounds.
Genius.
They did look like Corellian wolfhounds, didn't they? The dags.
They did. Oh, those dags. They did, but I didn't fancy being chased by those dags. And it was CC5576 who was being chased. And I was like, right, Rex has sent them there. I swear, I was like, this has got to be one of the clones from Rebels, which was Gregor Wolf, and that was it, I think. It's got to be one of those two. And it turns out it was Gregor who was running away, who was captured by these nags on Darrow, and he's actually been instructing. He's been teaching, for want of a better word, these troopers, the TK troopers. He was the instructor, but he was also realised that he needs to get away for his own autonomy. So Gregor is back. So when we see him in Rebels, that's how Rex, we know Rex and Gregor have been in contact before that. So that was cool. It was cool to see Rex again. But yeah, Gregor. So we now know a bit more about what old Gregor was up to. And yeah, the intro when he was running, being chased through the Darrow jungle with that music and that, and the way that they utilized the shots with just like his feet or just his face. And it was really, and the quick kind of cut in action, really good, really tense moment. I really, really like the opening of this as well, mate.
Yeah, oh, mate, it was. I'm honestly so happy with this episode. And yeah, they get the little subtle link up with not just Clone Wars with the use of Gregor, but also Star Wars Rebels. And it makes sense that now, you know, Rex cares for this guy, or really he just got a call to help. Yeah. This clone trooper who's trying to run away. And naturally, later on in the timeline, you know that there's going to be Rex, Gregor, and Wolf, because that's where we see them in Rebels on their little AT-TE thing, their walker.
Planet, yep.
Yeah, whatever planet that is.
I can't remember. I've mentioned it before, but I can't remember.
I don't know.
It was something.
I loved it, really loved it. And yet, is the voice annoying? Yes, it is annoying.
He's got this inflection.
I'm not a fan. No, thank you. But I can bear with it for this episode. And you can let it go. And he wasn't that annoying, apart from the voice, which is very shallow. He can get away with it. It doesn't bother me that much. And obviously, you know, going back to just like the Stormtroopers, the TKs, it was like a prototype armor, wasn't it?
Yeah, it wasn't quite the finished article.
No, that's right. And I love the Empire, they're not messing about. They're not just like taking it easy and waiting to see how things go. No, mate, we are seeing an Empire that's in full movement.
Yeah.
And they've got their priorities and they are going to stick to them no matter what. So if anything comes in the way or gets in the way, you know, they're going to be killed. They're going to be annihilated.
Yeah, they're going to be flattened.
Yeah. And that is the vibe that I got in this episode. And that's really good because that's playing into the Empire. And there was always kind of that criticism, I think, with Rebels that sometimes the Empire came across as just a bit too silly sometimes, just a bit too stupid. I didn't get that vibe in this. Yes, individually, some of these Stormtroopers are rubbish, but of course, right? But all in all, no, that like the Bad Batch, they couldn't just take on an army and leave. No. They got beat.
Oh, yeah. Well, they got beat down, mate, and I loved that whole final the third act, if you will, was great from the moment that they're in that lift and or they're fighting, and they were like, "Look, we're soldiers of a republic that doesn't exist." I was like, "What a cool line!" They're stunning their brothers, except it took three stun blasts to take down one of the commandos. I thought that was BA, man. I thought that was great, but then obviously they're trying to escape through the. Through the ventilation systems, the Havoc Marauder is en route to meet them. The enemy ships rise up to take them on. I thought that was incredible. But the Marauder can't get to them because there's too many ships around them taking their shields out. The Bad Batch are on the edge of this ravine, almost like a dam, and they've got the commandos and the TK troop, the stormtroopers closing in. You start to wonder, like, are they actually going to get out of this? I didn't think they were going to die per se, but I was like, well. The ship is taking a hammering. The lads can't get off of the edge of this drop. What's going on here? And honestly, that was a wonderful bit of action, like in the air and on the ground, quote unquote. But that was great. But it doesn't end well for our boy Hunter, which sets. This is what I want, man. I want stories that in the Bad Batch or any animated series going forward or live action. I want stories. To have an arc like this where we've got the end now where Hunter's being captured. It is going to play out in the next episode. It's not a one and done. we're getting, they're going to get the resolution, or it's going to play out for the next two. I love the idea of that. It's got me excited for next week, man.
No, mate, on my notes, I actually wrote this. I went, mate, ... absolutely buzzing for next week's episode. That is the last sentence on my notes, because I can't wait. I really can't wait. I really just want to see what's going down. I want to see what happens to Hunter. I want to see how the Bad Batch are. I want to see the progress of the Empire, the transition from clones to stormtroopers.
What's Crosshair's plan, man, for Hunter?
And mate, we've not even got to Crosshair.
I was hoping for the whole squad, but you'll do. You'll do for what?
Mate, he's going to redeem himself, isn't he?
I hope not, or at least not in this season.
I think he's going to almost like reluctantly redeem himself or something. I don't know.
Maybe when he realises that, maybe he'll see the Kaminoans getting absolutely just battered and he'll realise that that's not right. Or when he's having to mobilise the clones, maybe something then. I would like to see it play into next season just to give us something, so it doesn't feel so quick. But yeah, you might be right there.
Yeah, I think, I mean, it could be that maybe he's even seen what the plans are for the clones. You know, surely it's got to be almost at the point where it's becoming pretty obvious what, you know, what's going to happen to them. Just like you see the kiddies, the young clones who almost, dare I say, don't really look like young clones.
They look like kids.
They looked slightly different. But anyway, we'll pretend that's not the case.
Are we going to be soldiers?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what you were made for.
Are we going to be soldiers, Dad?
That's it. Oh, are you going to be soldiers? And this way too is like, oh, that's what you're made for. Not career, not born. That's what you're made for.
Yeah. You're made. Excuse me, kids. Round up. You are born units.
Yeah.
So
you are shooting to practice. So that was I'd forgotten about it. There's so many cool things though, mate. Amiga using Gonki to provide additional power to the ship. That was pretty cool. Omega, she loves Gonki. We finally get to see what a Gonk droid can actually do as well. It's like a walking battery.
It's Duracell,
Hunter
mate.
Falling, well, inexplicably far down and surviving was interesting, but he's being captured, mate. But that wicked scene where Rampart he's caught the Kaminoans trying to flee, and he's caught Lama Su red-handed, and he says to the scientist, Nala Su, I think, you know, a scientist, we could do with someone like you in the Empire. We don't need a politician. Need a politician, mate. Lama Su, I felt really sad because he looked really upset. And so Nala's been taken for the Empire for whatever reason, whatever experiments they want her to do. Palpatine's Shankar's son. And Lama Su's left there with two troopers. The door closes and the troops are probably going to arrest her. And then obviously Crosshair and Hunter at the end. What a hell of a way to end a show off, man. What a hell of a way to lead an episode off.
It's amazing. There was multiple things in this episode where I'm like, oh my word, what's going to happen there? But did they kill the Prime Minister?
I don't think so. Arrest him.
Okay. Because he was like, well, I don't need a politician. And then the clone troopers just went in there, and they had really cool like green visors as well. Yeah.
Hear any blasters though, so I think they would have done that if they wanted to make it like they'd killed the PM. You would have heard the blasters. I think.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That is dark. So maybe he is down the pub. Maybe we were right all along.
He's gone for a final pint before he gets thrown into the sea.
Final pint and a final chicken bowl tea.
That's it. And then reassuring those little clones that they won't be soldiers. So I lied to you.
Hey, kids.
You're going to be destroyed.
Hey, kids, if I were you, jump in the ocean. But it's really, it's really wavy down there, Dad. Yeah, I'm not your dad.
It's a bit choppy.
Have you ever felt
pain? About to.
Dive in. Belly flop in, mate. Trust me.
But he boots him in.
It's the easier of the other options. Listen, do you know what as well? I'm just reading on the old Wikipedia. Gregor was obviously in Clone Wars, but he was interestingly, he was a Republic commando. So I think you're right. You know, I think I was right, actually, by saying that they got, like, clone Republic commandos in to help train the stormtroopers or something, or to be captains. And it would make sense that he was one of the commandos that went, nah, I'm not going to do that. What's really interesting is that in the Clone Wars, it seemed like he died. We know he didn't because of Rebels, but they kind of like it suggests that he was blown up in like by shooting these containers of Rhydonium, but
Rhydonium,
which of course is mentioned in The Mandalorian, isn't it?
Yes, oh yes, it is, with that wicked episode. So
I mean, I actually rewatched that episode a few weeks, like 2 weeks ago, three weeks ago, and I was like, this is it is such a good episode. I was like, mate, how is this good? Like,
it nearly made my top five.
It didn't. I'll be honest. I didn't even think about putting it in my top five. But where this happens with so many Mando episodes, I'm like, man, what? That could so easily be in my top five. Well, anyway,
let's save that for the Mandalorian recap, which is going to come in about 2028 at this rate. I'm just looking through my notes because I was a good boy. Sorry, I wasn't. Well, I was a naughty boy, but it's on my lunch.
You're always a naughty boy.
I'm always a naughty boy. I wrote actually hand wrote notes. I went proper old school, proper journo with like and that. So I don't think there's anything else in my notes which jumped out as much that we haven't mentioned, other than the fact that this was really good, and now I look forward to Friday. I do for many reasons, but now I am pumped. If I think for the first time in, I don't want to say this season, but certainly for a lot of episodes, I am pumped for next week's episode.
I can't even lie, Matt. Like earlier today, I couldn't help but think that this is almost beginning to feel a bit like hard work. Do you know what I mean? Like,
sorry, you have to talk to me every week.
Not this, not the recaps, because the recaps are almost therapy. But I was almost thinking, you know. But I tell you what, doing the recaps aren't easy in themselves. Like, giving up some time on your Fridays to do this. I love doing it anyway, so it's not complaining about that. But it's more that, you know.
Where were we going?
Watching it, because we have to make sure that we watch it beforehand. And when you love something and when you feel like you're really getting rewarded for it, you don't mind, you know, a la Mandalorian.
Resistance,
and Resistance. But with this, I'm thinking, it was just starting. And I think you can kind of tell with my tone and the approach to the recaps over the last few episodes, you could kind of tell that my tone was starting to shift, and I was like, look, you need to get on with it now. You know, I just feel like it's getting a bit weak. It's starting to get a bit weak. And I'm not going to say that right now this episode has made up for all of that, but this episode has got me, like you just said, it's got me excited, and it's got me back where I need to be, you know, as a big Star Wars fan. I'm invested. I want to know what's happening next week. If next week's episode was available right now, I'd be straight on it, and I'd be watching it, and I'd be like, right, okay, what's going on? What's going on? And that's exactly where we need to be, especially, you know, on the 14th episode of a 16 episode series. Yeah,
we're there. We made it.
Yeah, so next week is our penultimate episode, isn't it?
It is, mate. And then obviously, by definition, we have one more after that. So, and of course, we'll cover the season as a whole as well when it's all done and dusted and it's all settled down a little bit. But this is a fabulous one. I don't disagree with anything you've just said there, by the way, though, mate. But this is a good way to get us excited. If this episode doesn't hit or it doesn't have as much going for it, the excitement for the final two episodes isn't quite there now, though. The possibility, the final two episodes may be rubbish still. I don't think they will be. But this is the excitement or the possibilities now. We know in the next episode, you know, Hunter is on Kamino, where he said he's never going to go back to. The Bad Batch are going to have to go back there. We know there's a huge Imperial presence. The Kaminoans are trying to get off planet. There's the Star Destroyers in the sky. Is Rex going to play into it? There's so much that's going to happen. And, you know, it feels like maybe we're going to focus on the Bad Batch now we'll go for, well, you know, we've been a bit like here and there with who and what we focus on, but now it looks like it's the Bad Batch and the clones are going to end us off, mate. So, well, you're excited for this episode. So am I. Out of 10 then, mate, what are you going to give it?
My gut reaction is 8 out of 10, Matty boy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's fair. And I really, really enjoyed this. Really enjoyed this. What about you? What are you saying, mate?
Oh, I'm going to go high. I'm going to go 9 out of 10. This may have been the best episode of the season because it focused on everything I wanted to focus on. And that is proper entitled, but I love Kamino anyway. But that side of the story is what I want. You know, the Imperials, the Kaminoans, the Bad Batch, the clones. What's going on with that? And now the Stormtroopers. What's happening with that? Let's get more of that. And we got it here.
Yes.
It was all killer, no filler. It was tense.
Good album.
This is tense.
Good album.
It was fine. And it's it's full of action, great music. It looked wonderful. I mean, all the superlatives. So a big, fat 9 out of 10 for me. And I hope the next two can, you know, be 9 and above. But we'll see. We're going to be back again next week, aren't we, mate?
Oh, mate, I'm absolutely buzzing. I'm absolutely buzzing. Go on to Spotify, you know, once you've listened to every single Star Wars Sessions episode.
Yes. And,
you know, go, hey, Google, play Sum 41, All Killer, No Fit. Oh, no, don't do it. I've actually got off Google. No, Google, stop.
Other suppliers and companies are available.
Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Can you still hear that?
I can hear a very angrily overruling
you as
well.
Hey, Google, pause. Okay, all right, we're good.
As soon as you get your wife's like, what's going on here?
It's an album. I was trying to do a funny outro, like a clever outro, but no, I've ruined it.
I'm too deep.
So good.
Oh, so good. On that Sum 41, if you take the numbers of Sum 41 and rearrange them, it makes 14. This was episode 14. 8 out of 10, 9 out of 10. We'll be back next week for episode 15. And hopefully we're just as excited for that. Let us know what you thought of episode 14. Was this a highlight for you? Was it a bit naff? Has it got you excited for the final two episodes? And where do you think it's going to go? Let us know. All across the socials, just follow Star Wars Sessions on all the socials. Let us know. We'd love to hear from you. However, until we're back again next time with a Bad Batch recap, from me, see ya. And from Luke,
may the Force be with you always, because we're in too deep. Oh, yeah.
Tick, 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 tick